Right now, we are all anxiously waiting for the Electoral Commission to give us the official results, because we voted on the 23rd of this month. According to an official results, the Tonse Alliance is the party which made it, because after the court ruling, when they found that there were some irregularities which happened in the 2019 elections, they asked the country to go again and vote. And then the court gave 150 days, that voting should be done within those 150 days, which the 150 days is supposed to end on 2nd of July. So Electoral Commission set a date, 23rd of June, to be the day for a polling day. So after voting, the Tonse Alliance, comprises of about 10 parties which gang up and then made one party. But the two major parties was UTM, United Transformation Movement, which was being led by the former Vice President of Malawi, Saulos Chilima, who is also he was the running mate this time to the Tonse Alliance, and the Malawi Congress Party. And there's also the former President's Party, Dr. Joyce Banda. They are all in the Tonse Alliance. They are the ones, at the moment, they have about, according to unofficial results, they have about 61.27% of the total votes, while the DPP-UDF Alliance has about 38.1%. At the moment, there is total excitement in the country. As you know, many people were oppressed. They were tired of the oppression that they've gone through, the tribalism, they complained of the tribalism. They also complained about the nepotism. And also the cost of living was just too much. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it all, like towards the last 2 months, the president became so arrogant that he started fighting some arms of government, like the judiciary, the civil service. So people were not happy. So I think this time around, people have shown him through the ballot that they don't want his party in this country.
Yeah, so yes.
People are just anxiously waiting for the official results, which will be announced maybe tonight or tomorrow.
So how is the situation right now? Is it calm in terms of violence and other things?
Yes. At the moment, there's calm. Shops are open. People are going out shopping. People are going in the restaurant, eating. It's just normal life. People are going to work, and people are just excited. You go in the hospitals, everyone is happy. The civil service, everyone is happy. Almost in every sector, you go to the villages, you find that the farmers are also happy, because the farm inputs were also very expensive on their side. And then you look at the change of, even the farmers are very happy, because now the farm input, they've been subsidized. So the prices have gone down, because the Tonse Alliance promised them that they are going to reduce the prices of the farm input subsidy, farm inputs in the country. And also there was also the quota system, the selection which was used for selection of students to the university, which people were not happy. So you go, you find that the youths are happy, the farmers in the village are happy, the people who are working in the civil service and all the sectors are happy, even the business people are happy. They are just anxiously waiting for the official results to come out, and then the swearing in should take place.
Yes, but we're told that the incumbent president may not accept the results. Is that true?
No, he has accepted. He has accepted. And he has, reports says that he has also moved out of the state house to his private house. You know, this is the first time that this has happened in Africa, and even I think the whole world. This is the first time this has happened. We had the Kenya situation, but it was different from the Malawi scenario. You see, some countries are happy with whatever has happened in Malawi because we've shown to be a democratic country, and it looks like we are maturing now. We are now growing.